October 29, 1926, how in all created things God concentrated his love toward man. Outpouring of love in creating him, and how the fiat made him live at the reflections of his creator. I was continuing my round in all creation, in order to follow each act of the supreme will in each created thing. And my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior to accompany me through the whole space of the vault of the heavens. And as we reached each created thing, Jesus gave starts of joy and of love. Then, pausing, he told me, "My daughter, I created the heavens and I concentrated my love for man in the heavens. And to give him greater delight, I studded them with stars. I did not love the heavens, but man in the heavens, and for him I created them." How strong and great was my love in extending this blue vault above the head of man, adorned with most refulgent stars, like a pavilion which neither kings nor emperors can have. But I was not content with concentrating my love for man in the heavens, which was to serve him as pure delight. Wanting to delight in love with him, I wanted to create the sun, concentrating so much love for man in it. I loved man in the sun, not the sun in itself, and therefore I placed in it love of necessity, because the sun was necessary for the earth, having to serve the plants and the well-being of man, love of light, which was to illuminate him, and love of fire, which was to warm him. As many goods and effects as this planet produces, which are innumerable, a continuous miracle placed in the vault of the heavens, which descends with its light for the benefit of all, so many specialties of love did I concentrate in the sun for man. Oh, if only the creature paid attention to my love that the sun brings to her, how happy I would feel, and requited of the great love I placed in this divine relator of mine and bearer of my love and of my light. While my supreme will operated, constituting itself life of each created thing in order to give itself as life to the human generations also through them, my love, making its way in my eternal fiat, concentrated itself in them, to love man. So, in each created thing, in the wind, in the sea, in the tiny flower, in the little bird that sings, in everything, I concentrated my love, so that all things might bring him love. But in order to hear, comprehend and receive my language of love, man was supposed to love me. Otherwise all creation would remain as though mute and lifeless for him. Now, after I created everything, I formed the nature of man with my own creative hands. And as I formed the bones, as I extended the nerves, as I formed the heart, I kept concentrating my love. And after I clothed him with flesh, forming the most beautiful statue, which no other maker could ever do, I looked at him, and I loved him so much that, unable to contain my love, it overflowed. And breathing on him, I infused life in him. But we were not content. In an excess of love, the sacrosanct Trinity wanted to endow him, giving him intellect, memory and will. And according to his capacity of creature, we enriched him with all the particles of our divine being. All of the divinity was intent in loving man and in pouring itself into him. From the very first instant of his life, he felt all the strength of our love, and from the depth of his heart, he expressed, with his own voice, love for his creator. Oh! How happy we felt in hearing our work, the statue made by us, speaking, loving us, and with perfect love. It was the reflection of our love that came from him, a love which had not been contaminated by his will, and therefore his love was perfect, because he possessed the fullness of our love. Until then, of all the things created by us, not one thing had said to us that it loved us. Now, in hearing that man loved us, our joy, our contentment, was so great, that is fulfillment of our feast. We constituted him king of all the universe, and the most beautiful jewel of our creative hands. How beautiful man was in the first times of his creation! He was our reflection, and these reflections gave him so much beauty as to enrapture our love, and render him perfect in all of his acts. Perfect was the glory he gave to his creator, perfect His adoration, His love, His works. His voice was so harmonious as to resound through the whole creation, because He possessed the divine harmony, and the harmony of that fiat which had given Him life. Everything was order in Him, because our will brought Him the order of His Creator. It rendered Him happy, and made Him grow in our likeness, and according to our words, let us make man in our image and likeness. Each one of His acts, done in the unity of the light of the supreme fiat, was a shade of divine beauty that He acquired. Each word of His was one more harmonious note that resounded. Everything was love in Him. In everything He sang the praises of our glory, of our power and infinite wisdom. And everything, heavens, sun and earth, brought Him the joys, the happiness and the love of the one who had created Him. If you could form a statue the way you liked best, and then you poured all of yourself into it, giving it all the vital humors, and with the empire of your love you gave life to it, how much would you not love it? And how much would you not want it to love you? What would be your jealousy of love for it to remain at your disposal, and such that you would tolerate not even one heartbeat that were not all for you? Ah! In your statue you would look at yourself, and therefore at every little thing which were not done for you, you would feel a tearing made to your very self. So am I everything that the creature does not do for me are tearings that I feel? More so, since the earth that sustains her is mine. The sun that illuminates her and warms her is mine. The water she drinks, the food she takes are mine. Everything is mine, she lives at my expense. And while I give her everything, she, the beautiful statue, is not for me. What should then be my sorrow, the affront and the offense that I receive from this statue? Think about it, you yourself, my daughter. Now, you must know that my will alone can give me back my statue, beautiful, just as I made it, because my will is the preserver of all our works, and the bearer of all our reflections, in such a way that the soul lives of our reflections. If she loves, these administer to her the perfection of our love. If she works, the perfection of our works. In sum, everything she does is perfect in her, and this perfection gives her so many shades of different divine beauties, as to enamor the Maker who formed her. This is why I love so much that the supreme fiat become known and form its kingdom in the midst of the human generations, to establish the order between creator and creature, and to place our goods in common with her once again. Our will alone has this power. Without it, there cannot be much good, nor can our statue return to us, as beautiful as it came out of our creative hands.